This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, looking to lose a little weight. Avoid doing this simple thing at the dinner table and you'll cut pounds.
Avoid doing something?
Yeah.
We'll pass the potato salad! Saying that 16 times.
Avoid yelling that. Sure. That. All you have to do to start cutting a little weight is avoid using your smartphone at the dinner table.
What? Because it distracts your brain with how much food you're in?
You actually don't process how much you're eating.
Okay.
So people who use their smartphone, this was a big study they did too, men and women between the age of 18 and 28, and the volunteers ate about 535 calories without the distraction of a smartphone, and closer to 600 when they were using one.
That's not that big of a difference.
No, but if you make that choice day in and day out, if you're cutting 100 calories off...
Yeah, that's true.
Your meal every night at dinner. And it also said that you were distracted by how much soda, mm-hmm. like you actually were chugging pop rather than just sipping pop or whatever, right?
Right.
Glugging your beer because you're not like paying attention to your consumption. Uh-huh. You're paying attention to your phone.
I just think it's rude to have your phone out at the dinner table in general. That should be the study.
Yeah, unless you're by yourself.
That's true. Yeah, you're out at a restaurant and it's like, what do I do with my hands?
It's true. You know what? There's something to be said about going out for dinner by yourself, though.
It's the best.
I like people watching.
I like to sit at a bar. Like, I like to sit up at the Wood, enjoy a beer. And I'm trying to picture how weird it would be in 2019 to go for dinner and not have a phone.
Yeah.
And like be that person that's like staring at everyone else who are on their phones. Like it's such a weird
thought. Well, it is crazy that like only really have cell phones become super popular in the last 15 years,
yes.
something like that,
yeah.
20 years. And they're already like so attached to us. I go into the bathroom. If I don't have my phone now, I'm like, oh,
where is it?
What?
What? I don't have a shampoo bottle to read the label 100 times over and over again.
Exactly.
Right now, 'cause that's what we used to do before phones.
So I get that, like, if you are a person who often eats alone in the evening, that you'd get used to having your phone out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
for sure.
But it actually will add to weight gain if you use it. So
what if you're reading a book? Is there a difference?
I bet not. Yeah, it's just the distraction part. When you're eating, pay attention to what you're eating.
Okay.
Because then you'll eat a little less. Unless it's like really good fried chicken and then...
Or like tortellini. Like I can't stop eating tortellini.
Well, that's it. You think the distraction would help me stop eating? Because if I'm paying attention to how delicious it is, I'm going to crush the whole bucket. So a video has gone viral on the internet. Well, you know what? It hasn't really gone viral, but I've told like 6 people about it, and every time...
It's viral in your friends group.
They laugh so hard that I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, it's good.
So a girl and her dad are going through their little 8-year-old or her little 8-year-old brother's phone history.
Which is a terrifying, but necessary.
Exactly. I think it's a good idea to do this with kids.
I'd be so scared.
Listen, if they know... Two, then they can like delete.
There's a system.
Or if they know they're scared not to go to sites they know they shouldn't, should be the goal, right?
Correct.
So anyway, they're going through, and this kid was fairly obsessed with death, and then there's a surprise twist right at the end. So they're just reading off the list of things he's searched on Google.
How did Michael Jackson die? How did Elvis die? David Bowie? Arson? Barbecue sauce on titties.
So that was his last search. Was
well, maybe, you know, 8-year-olds can be passionate about cooking. Maybe he meant to say barbecue sauce on chicken breasts.
Yeah, it's true.
But probably not.
Either way, I was just watching this video and I was like, okay, this is taking a little too long. And then, man, did I laugh hard.
This reminds me of something that I'm recently obsessed with that I would like to discuss.
Okay.
So I'd like to open this up to the text line what's something that you search
oh, God.
Often, and it's like kind of weird, but it's something you enjoy to watch when you're alone. I would like to open this up because I have something that I've recently discovered, and it's kind of weird.
Mel says, good morning, Ryder and Lisa. I like to watch videos about pimples and cysts.
Oh, Dr. Pimple Popper.
The more that comes out, the better. It doesn't matter if it's people or animals.
Mel!
I find it really strange, but there are so many people just like Mel that love watching that.
And they love to pop other people's pimples. I find it so strange, but to each their own, because as of late, I have discovered a new thing that I'm obsessed with.
Okay, and you have some audio of it. Yes. I'm going to try to guess what it is.
Okay.
Here we go. I think I got it.
What?
Is it giving a full bag of chips to your dog?
That's totally what it sounds like.
Is that?
No.
Oh, I actually thought I might have figured out
that. You thought you nailed it, hey?
Listen, it sounds like they're you can hear the bag, you can hear their head in the bag,
so
and you
cute.
Can hear the chewing. Listen. So that's not it.
So it's a new form of ASMR for me. ASMR is like the brain orgasm you get when you hear something soothing and like your skull kind of tingles.
I believe it's pronounced ASMR.
No. But I'm into soap cutting.
What?
So it's Instagram accounts and it's just somebody who has a bar of soap and a X-Acto knife and they just cut it up into like little squares and then they slice it so it just falls off onto the ground. It is the most soothing thing, especially when the soaps are all beautiful different colors.
You know how much I've made fun of my kid for watching videos of
this
just like
amazing
people unwrapping things? This is just as bad.
And the only reason I've discovered it is because of Snapchat's new algorithm where it shows you like trending posts and stuff, and there's this one called satisfying posts, and I went through it and it was like people like squishing sponges and like pushing down on silly putty, and then all of a sudden someone was cutting soap and I felt the head orgasm.
No.
And I was like, oh my God, this is the most soothing thing I've ever heard and watched. And it's a thing, like you go to these ASMR soap cutting Instagram accounts, like this one here, soap.asmr.sns, 600,000 followers.
You know what, like, bothers me about this?
What?
Two generations ago, our forefathers were, like, helping their neighbor build a barn when they had a few extra hours. We're watching people cut soap on our phones.
I love it.
No.
I love it so much.
God, we need to find more things to do as a society. For the most part, my daughter's mom and I are on very good terms when it comes to decisions for the little one.
For sure.
The one area that I kind of have disagreed with is she has like a no YouTube rule in her house, and mine has always been that my daughter can watch YouTube as long as I'm in the room and can monitor what's going on.
Well, I totally get where her mom is coming from, because overhearing the types of, like, the voices they use in the videos.
Oh, there's just
like,
so much garbage.
So annoying.
So much garbage on there. So that's why I like to be in the room, so I can be like, no, you can't watch this anymore. But that might not be enough, because there is times where, like, I'll go and put on some boiling water and leave the room and then come back, and I'm hearing of this new warning that's been issued.
Mm-hmm. Well, now with the algorithm and the way that YouTube works is it will launch the next video without you clicking on it.
Right.
So you can get into this wormhole of like, I don't even know what I'm watching anymore.
Yeah. And so the Momo challenge, I think is what it's called, is one of the bad ones right now, where it's like there's suicide warnings attached with it, that people have been watching it and then they can't get the disturbing images out of their mind. And the other one, and this one bothers me so much, it looks like just a normal kid's cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then YouTube prankster Filthy Frank is seen like just jumping in.
Yeah, it's like 4 minutes into the video, it cuts off the cartoon and this guy is standing there.
And he, like, his speech is about telling kids to end themselves.
Yeah, like how to self-harm. It's so twisted. Like, I just have no idea what is wrong with...
Yeah, and then it goes back to the cartoon. So, yeah.
So the parent, if you were to leave, you would never even know about it.
Yeah, so doctors, like kid psychologists, have come together to say, yo, you need to monitor this very closely if you're letting your kids watch YouTube.
Well, they're also using very well-known characters like Peppa Pig and Mickey Mouse and Spider-Man and Elsa. So you see that and you think all is good.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, those characters have a different voice and it's somebody saying things that are very inappropriate.
Yeah, like I've seen those videos a lot where it's like somebody playing with a doll.
Right.
Pretending to be Elsa.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
And it's got 60 million views and you're like, this person makes more money than me. Whoever made this garbage.
I'm going to tell you an example of a recent one that was used with characters from a famous TV show that's called The Winx Club. I've never personally heard about it, but I guess it's popular. And it was a step-by-step tutorial on how to become a fire fairy. So they teach you how to turn on the oven, turn on the stove, let the gas magic fill the house, and make sure to do it at night so no one hears you or else it'll ruin the magic. And it's just terrible. It blows up the kitchen. There's a girl in this video that was severely burned. Like, I can't wrap my head around it.
It's back to Netflix for me.
For sure.
I even think monitoring it as closely as I do is not enough anymore. After seeing that there's people messed up enough to now hide things in shows that are targeted at kids, like, God, this filthy Frank guy, like, I actually want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, it's like, is this guy, has he been arrested? Have the cops been dealing with him at all? Because this was on, a newspaper website, right?
Yeah, The Sun is where I'm reading it from, out of the UK. But, I just think with the laws that are based around the internet, people are going to get away with this because it's universal, right?
So we got this text in to 780-784-7107, and it says, sometimes just being in the room and hearing what your kids are watching isn't enough. There's a teddy bear picnic that was playing, and when I saw what the kid was watching, it was a weird vampire video.
Ugh. Yeah, back
no
to Netflix.
No more YouTube, sorry.
Back to Netflix and reading. Well, this makes me feel justified.
What?
60% of people polled, they did a study of 7,000 too, which is a pretty big number, found that, once again, 60% say they have an arch enemy at work. So now I'm fine with.
What?
Well.
I was just about to say, like, oh, who are you not a fan of? You're looking at her.
No, it's not like that. But I find that interesting. Like, apparently 20% of people have called in sick just because they didn't want to see this other person at work. So
I have I have a group chat with all my close girlfriends, and some don't live here anymore, but we all keep in touch every single day. And we chat on Instagram, which is great because we can, like, share funny memes that are relatable and talk about how tired we are all the time, etc. And talk about people we don't like at work. Not me personally, but I have girlfriends who every day they have something to say about an employee that drives them nuts to the point that it stresses them out at work. So I totally get it.
And you don't?
No.
Complain about any of your coworkers to your girlfriends?
I mean, sometimes when you're extra gassy in the morning, I'll say something. But other than that, like, life is pretty good over here.
I remember looking over and being like, are you complaining about me to your friend?
Why? Well, how'd you know?
Well, we had like a dispute about something off air.
And was I just firing the thumbs back and forth?
Yes. And I was like, let me guess, you complaining to one of your friends about me? And you're like, no. I was like, show me your phone then. And you did, and you were. So don't sit over there and pretend like you're blessed.
Okay.
Hashtag blessed.
How about that power move of me not caring and showing you my phone?
Time for the Ja Rule update.
This is the viral audio of the day.
Yesterday.
Wait, hold on. Day. You'll get it.
Are you waiting for me to play it?
No, it's like I was trying to.
I know.
Forget it.
So Ja Rule performed at a basketball game, an NBA game. And his music guy wasn't ready, and it got really awkward. But also, if you haven't heard this before, he really tries to make himself sound like he's not very old, even though he's kind of old. And it's just so sad. Check out the first part.
Yeah. They said, this is 90s night. So they brought out a 2000 artist.
Okay, calm down, Ja Rule. Your album came out in 2000.
It came out in 99, he says.
But my album came out in 99, so I get.
You are a 90s artist, Ja.
He's having a bit of a meltdown because then this happens. The music wasn't ready.
Here we go.
Sanchez, we ready?
1 second. I'm loading up. They're going to give me time to load up.
Are we ready?
Okay, now people get what I meant by the...
Yeah.
I guess not.
So, yeah, no, he was waiting for the music to drop while he... Are you ready?
That's a really good Ja Rule impression.
Thank you.
You need to add that to your resume. That was so good. No, but he's had a meltdown on Twitter ever since. Like, obviously, after you hear this kind of audio, it's like, okay, well, what's he tweeting now? Because that's, like, one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
Is to find out their own thoughts. He tweeted 15 hours ago, don't worry, I'm taking a list and checking it twice. Everyone keep laughing. Resilience is another one he put. And another tweet says, my bag just keeps getting bigger. Laugh my A off with like the money sign emoji. Come on.
Let's be clear that my sound was screwed up at first and didn't come on when it was supposed to, but that I rocked that B. Well, and apparently some of the basketball players came out when it got like that awkward to try to like help him by just shooting some baskets.
Oh, they were warming up.
They were warming up, yeah. And so now people are making fun of him about that.
No, poor Ja Rule. I feel so bad for him. No,
do
I don't.
You?
The Fyre Fest thing. He's like, oh, no, I didn't know anything about this. I don't know. But I do think it's our job to kind of support him in a sense. The guy's got some jams.
Yeah, I was just looking through his music list that like we have in the studio here, and it is sick.
Yeah, okay, well, it is.
Shall we play one? Shall we play one?
Our listeners are really good at stepping up and giving advice, so we are putting this out into the atmosphere. Now, Mandy says, I'm going through a breakup where I felt like I was the toxic one in the relationship. I lost him, and I don't know how to deal with this breakup. How do you get over someone? Personally, you have to remember that everything is going to be okay. I remember going through a breakup and being really upset and like talking to his mom about it after and just being upset because they were like a family to me.
Right.
And she said, like, it's only going to take time, unfortunately. And
yeah,
it's so true. And I always think back to like previous breakups and how heartbroken I was and how tough it was to get through, but I always got through it.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that. And when Mandy says something like, I was the toxic one, to me, I read that and I hear I'm feeling extremely guilty. But there's always a lesson that you can learn, and you can always grow and be better in the next relationship. And you should talk to yourself like you're talking to a friend. Like, what would be the advice you'd give your best friend if they were going through that?
Well, I remember hearing something at some point that seemed to make a lot of sense to me. And it was like, when it's like getting over someone is like getting over a flu or a cold, where you can't just wish it away.
Mm-hmm.
You can't forget it. You have to take the proper steps to start feeling better. You pamper yourself a bit. You get good sleeps. You eat properly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you almost have to nurse
your
breakup like you do an illness.
I tried to give advice recently to a friend going through that, and it was tough for me to try to explain that to someone and say, like, you need to look after yourself. You've been looking after this person for so long. Focus on you and find yourself again. Like, what are you passionate about? What do you care about? And I said, like, go for a facial. And she got really offended, saying, like, so you're telling me if I get a facial, all this will go away? And that's so true. Like, I totally get where she was coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is little steps like that. That, it, like, slowly but surely, you can find peace again.
It's kind of like she reacted in a similar way you do when you have a migraine and I try to give you relief suggestions.
Yeah, you're like, have you ever tried, like, going outside for fresh air? And I'm just, like, throwing knives at you. Okay, so we're getting some really good texts in. Deanna wrote in saying, focus on yourself, yeah, like we said, and keep busy. Go to the gym for relief. Make sure to remember that you do come first. This text here from Anonymous, first time texter on our show. Thank you for listening. Smoke weed and forget about it. Oh, God. This text here says, tough times never last, but tough people do.
That's Brett Kissel.
Brett Kissel lyrics. Listen to some country music. That'll make you feel no, better.
No, don't listen to country music.
No, there's a really good one out right now. It's like about finding myself again. I miss you, but I miss me more. Do you know that one?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
The Bachelor last night was the hometown visits, so he took four girls back to their hometowns and got to meet their families, which sounds like the worst experience ever.
He's so confident and cool and smooth, though. Like, how does he do it?
He
That's
is good.
Why he's the Bachelor.
Yeah, he is good. I actually really like him. I think as much as, like, all the ladies is why I'm watching the show, I think what's kept me watching it is I genuinely like him.
He's very well-spoken.
But the dads came out in full force last night. Imagine meeting four dads. Like, that is every dude's horror story.
It is one of the most terrifying things when you meet the family. It's so scary.
They were very dad-esque last night. Here's one of the clips.
We don't know him, but he seemed like a, you know, guy.
He seemed like a guy.
Oh, no.
And then the other dad was, when he asked for the hand in marriage, was like, dude, I just met you.
Yeah, this is weird. You've only known my daughter for 6 weeks.
And
like, what?
Also asked, he referred to it as microwaved love. He said, do you actually believe in this microwaved love? Because it's true.
That is like the best term I've ever heard.
They've known each other for a month and they're considering an engagement. Like,
but he's also like falling in love with three other women.
Yeah.
Of course, as a dad, you're going to be a bit confused and questioning this guy.
I don't know.
It's so weird.
We were trying to think of what our dads would be like in this situation. Like, all my dad would do if I ended up on that show is make fun of me if he was interviewed.
Your dad would love it. He'd go on there just to crack jokes.
Yeah.
My dad would absolutely refuse. He'd be like, there's no way. There's no way I'm going on television. I just picture my dad being like, nope, don't even ask me. Don't call me. I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I could picture, like, if they were interviewing your mom and your sisters, like, he'd just be in the background fixing something and, like,
he'd be
throwing out dirty looks at the camera.
The guy's always got a project on the go. The guy retired, 2 years ago, and he hasn't stopped working a day since.
Just playing with his train, his toy train that he built.
So true. I don't have time for this garbage.
Yeah, no, my dad would say things like, you have to go on a show to find love? That's pretty lame.
Yo, you can't even find a girlfriend?
Some kind of loser or something? Have you ever heard of the last minute pretty up?
No, what's that?
Apparently it's a thing girls are starting to talk about more and more that they've all done for generations. But it's like you tidy up, you pretty yourself up, you push, you pull, whatever you got to do.
Okay.
Right before you see a guy that you might think is attractive.
Oh, okay, yeah, of course.
So, like, I'm pretty sure I saw my first pretty up in real life yesterday. And it was like...
Was it fascinating?
It was an incredible experience. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
So, I had a guy at Starbucks.
Okay.
Who was my barista in the drive-thru. And he did have, like, a very nice voice. I noticed that because of radio, right? He had, like, this booming voice. And as I get into the drive-thru, I look back, and there is a girl in the driver's seat behind me who is putting on mascara, fluffing her hair, pushing things up. I don't know if she knew what this barista looked like or just based on his voice was getting herself ready.
Well, it could be either that or that is the time to get ready if you're late. Is waiting in the drive-thru. So it could be either of that, but the pretty up is a thing that happens. Like, every time I get pulled over, I'll put lipstick on.
And is that
in
hopes to meet a cop as a boyfriend?
No, or it's like not get a ticket.
Okay.
It's like you have your emergency lipstick in the middle of the console. Duh. It's beside the napkins. Just kidding.
You're not kidding.
The instant pretty up is a thing, especially like you're texting a cute guy and he's like, send me a picture right now. And you're like, oh man, you have to either bank some good ones from the past.
Right.
Or emergency
pretty up.
Pretty up.
See, and I didn't think guys did this, but then I just remembered a moment where right before a date, our roommate that lives at the house, Nosebleed, we call him, was doing push-ups upstairs.
Yeah, the guy's had a gym membership for a year and hasn't been once.
But he does push-ups before dates. So that's, I guess,
that's a bit of a pretty up.
The equivalent of the pretty up.
Yeah, it's interesting what we do.
Out in the wild.
Yeah.
You ladies. Just a side note before we get into you bragging. This past weekend, I was at a dance competition in Red Deer. And
you're a dance dad now.
Yeah, cheer dad. And a couple girls came up and were like, we're so sorry to bother you, but can we please get a picture? I just want to let everybody know that you and I both are completely comfortable anytime anybody approaches us looking for a picture.
Yeah, but you better put a filter on that.
Okay, yeah.
I'm Lisa, just kidding.
Lisa might make you delete it.
Can you delete it? I hate it. I hate it. Delete it. Do it again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate it.
My chin looks like a sausage in that. Delete it. Actual quote she said once.
I did say that once.
But anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to point that out. If you're ever like, oh, should we go say hi or not? Please
yes.
do. We love meeting our listeners.
Do it. Especially if I'm like sitting alone at Subway eating a 12-inch.
And my chin looks like a sausage.
Oh my God. Don't get my meatball sub in the finger. Fun fact about Paula Abdul, she sleeps while her makeup artist puts on her face.
Is that right?
Either that or she's like passed out.
She may have had a few too many vodkas. Another fun fact about Paula Abdul.
Yes?
I had her poster up in my closet in my bedroom because I didn't want to put it on my walls because I knew my older brothers would make fun of me for having like a female pop star on my wall. So I hit it and I used to like open part the C's of my clothes and just look at her for a bit.
Cool, cool.
Yeah. I got a lot of nosebleeds growing up. So yesterday you did a Lady Gaga impression. I wasn't sold on it.
Wow, okay. Well,
no, it was okay.
It's not your opinion that matters, and my four-year-old niece thinks otherwise.
Okay. Here's what she had to say about your performance.
I think you're the best Lady Gaga singer in the whole world.
Aww.
It's not true. Like, Lady Gaga is the best Lady Gaga singer in the whole world. So she's exaggerating a bit.
What?
Harley takes over after 9 o'clock. He's in studio with us right now. Good morning. Your song won, Lisa.
Yes, it did.
Lady Marmalade.
It's Marmalade. Get it right.
Have you guys ever tried toast with cheddar cheese and marmalade on it?
No.
No.
I don't think I've ever tried marmalade.
I don't think I've ever had toast. I'm just kidding. I have.
Okay, but the song is Lady Marmalade, but the actual spread is marmalade, correct?
Yes, correct.
Very confusing.
And
very
I believe
confusing.
It's an apricot jam.
Mmm. Mm. Sounds delicious.
It with cheese was, I would put it as number one on my favorite toasts.
Wow.
Okay, calm down. That's... Cheese Whiz exists.
Yeah, no, I would put cheddar cheese slices and marmalade.
You don't like Cheese Whiz
cheese
on toast?
Cheese Whiz is good like four times a year. It's like it's kind of like the Olympics where it's like, yeah, come back every 4 years and I'll have you. And like, I like it, but like...
Yeah, not, too much of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to like write a letter about it or anything.
You're offending me. You're offending my father. That's all he fed me growing
up.
Yeah,
well, Cheese Whiz adds personality, so.
What was his famous recipe again?
Cheese Whiz in the oven.
And what was it?
It was Cheese Whiz on bread, put in the oven.
My soul, sisters. Let me hear your flow, sisters. Hey,
sisters. Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.